This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rhetorical question. Go get him, Zach. Go get us a real dog, Precious, that you will bring him home.
I mean, that's really ridiculous that that man was out here singing. That man was out here singing about Precious Achiuwa.
Dude, Precious was having a great career. Precious was on them boats. He was doing well.
Every time I hear that song, it makes me think about, like, the cats, like, meow.
Precious was a great tiger, and for a while, he seemed to be a great Nick.
Now
he's looking, see, it appears he needs a new home.
He definitely does. He washed out in Miami. Didn't work out for him in Miami. They gave up on him pretty fast. And then he had a couple years. He had like 2.5 years in Toronto.
I'll trade Cam Spencer and Bagley for Precious. Whatever it takes.
I'm in. I don't really think there's. I know they're going to want to see it in a full season with Cam Spencer. But
did you have his 20.5 minutes? You had the stats up.
I'm looking
this
at
past
right
year.
Yeah. He played 24.2 minutes when he got traded there last season. Started 18 out of 49 games for him, and after he got traded, and then this year. Appeared in 57 games, started 10, 20.5 minutes a game.
What's the give me some of the numbers.
Averages 6.6 and 5.6 rebounds a game. Shoots 50% from the field, 28% from three.
Nothing from three, you get nothing
there.
Yeah,
59% from the free throw line.
Ew.
Well, it's not worse than Mitchell Robinson. But
well,
yeah.
Mitchell's a better defender.
He needs to be better from the free throw line. There's no doubt about
that.
Yeah,
maybe not as useful as that. Clearly boxed out.
Yeah.
Once that you've got the wings that you know the forwards that you do.
But
there.
You know he did play.
But
he
could be useful.
He played in the playoffs in 2022 and 2024. In 2022 with Toronto, he averaged 10.2 a game.
He was making plays, man.
Yeah. I mean,
so Jeffrey had every right to do that song.
And especially obviously for the Tigers, he was an absolute beast. I mean, player of the year, freshman of the year, first team all AAC, McDonald's All American, he was a beast. But there's definitely a player there. He just has to go to the right place.
He was having the best NBA career by a Tiger since Will Barton.
Man.
The best NBA career by a Tiger he was having.
I mean, yeah.
Since Will Barton.
Yeah, we didn't really have any. Right? Since
I'm not saying whether Will. Or not it's a sad thing. I mean,
is that accurate? Between Will Barton and Precious?
I mean, we had one's go, like Wiseman, that didn't do anything.
No, I don't even really claim him, but
you have to claim him, dude. Penny was at the on the draft thing. We did was advertising.
Yeah, he's played certainly a lot more than James has.
Oh, James is out. Like that.
He's
had a better career than James Wiseman.
James is in Indiana.
Yeah, but I don't know for how long.
I'm just saying.
Making sure we haven't let might not know. I'm telling all the other Tiger draft
guys. James could have been a part of this. Unfortunately, he got hurt.
So Precious was doing well for a while. Let's see if we can get a restart here in Memphis. Why not?
Yeah, James is actually not at Indiana anymore. He was traded
to Detroit or something
to the Toronto Raptors.
Raptors,
right. And then he was waived. Ouch. He signed a 2-year deal with the Pacers in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Man, yeah, he It just never happened.
Oh, it's something else besides injury on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never happened. Because honestly, like, I mean, his only, like, there's two real stints where, you know, I guess 23, 24, he played 63 games with Detroit, averaged 7 points a game, 5 rebounds a game, 61% from the field, but just a non-threat as a shooter. That's the issue. He can't shoot.
No, I claim Quentin Grimes because he went to Penny's point guard U before the draft. I know I can't do that technically. He's Kansas and Houston, really, but I claim old Quentin Grimes.
Yeah, again.
We put that Penny touch on him. Now, Penny touch couldn't make R.J. Hampton. The clay there wasn't quite.
Yeah.
Now, it was pro, but it wasn't NBA.
Mm-hmm.
But he put that touch on Quentin.
Mm-hmm.
Gave him something even Kelvin couldn't give him.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't have anybody like. We didn't have anybody go to the league. I mean, Tarik Black, I guess. Tarik Black was in the league for a minute, wasn't he?
Yes. But he's certainly not better than Will, and you would say Precious definitely probably not, past Tarik is what you would say. So it's still accurate. So
yeah. I would say Tarik and Precious are pretty comparable. They're pretty comparable based on their careers.
I know Tarik played with Kobe.
He did.
Did he average 10?
He averaged 7 a game in 2014-15. 7-6. Precious only averaged 10 in that playoff series. He didn't average 10 for a season.
In a playoff series.
No, that's true. It's all I'm saying is that it's right now.
Does Tarik have double digits in playoffs?
He had, no, he only had.
I love Tarik to death. No, but I think Precious wins by a nose, no?
I think Precious does win.
Okay.
I think Precious does
then
win.
Then it still stands up. Good call, though, on Tarik.
Yeah.
Because what it does is it elevates him in this. We should not forget.
Yeah. DJ
Lakers liked him for a while.
DJ Stephens, you know, had the G League for a minute in the training camp, but he never got.
Well, I mean, Elliot Williams did that.
Yes, yes.
Lester did that.
Yeah. So you got Precious. Obviously, the biggest success is no question about it. Jalen Duren.
Kendrick should be in the league.
Yeah, I think he should be. Man, I thought he.
I don't know if he'd be averaging 10. He wouldn't be averaging 10, but he should be in the league. We got to get some more NBA players up in here, man.
We got to.
That's what this conversation just had to end on.
I'm not sure we have any currently. Yeah, we're working on it.
There's potential with Aaron Bradshaw.
It
might be down to 1%, but if anybody can pull out of him,
you're right.
It's 1 cent.
That is true.
Put a period on that.
He was a guaranteed NBA pick when he was coming out of high
school. McDonald's All-American, y'all. Yeah. Never forget.
Yeah, so... I don't know. We shall see. We'll come back with the rundown. Lots more to come. Got another NBA game tonight, game 2, Minnesota and Oklahoma City. Get into that and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 99.5 ESPN.
VIP play Tennessee. That's where you should bet. It's where I'm at. Got a bet on tonight's game. Again, not going to reveal it so as to not influence our oracle. But I got a bet out. Lots of different markets for you on VIP play Tennessee. Got NBA, got Major League Baseball, college baseball. New customers bet $5, get $100 only at VIP play Tennessee, exclusive in Tennessee. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. Every day around this time, we do a little something we call the rundown. Let's go. Yeah, so we did, just for a little housekeeping, right? Because I know you were bombarded with messages. We did say Jalen Duren. He's had the most success. I mean,
he's definitely topped since Will Barton.
He will probably wind up topping Will Barton.
Definitely,
I would guess.
Having a much better career than Precious Achiuwa.
Yeah,
and Jalen Duren.
Yeah.
Great career so far.
I mean, Will Barton's career earnings was, let's see. I mean, he made a lot. I know he was in the league for a long time.
But because he was a second rounder to start.
Right.
Whereas Duren.
Right.
First rounder.
So Will Barton's career earnings, $81 million. Jalen Duren will obviously top
he's
that.
He's going to out-earn that.
And plus, you have inflation and all that. So
he's going to have a better. He has a good chance to have a better career than Will Barton. Not just money made.
I mean,
as a rebounder and for
I think
he
his,
is to them.
His situation is definitely, like, ideal. I mean, he's a young team, up and coming, playing with
Cade
Cunningham.
He's so young. That's the other part about it.
Yeah, he's not even 22 yet.
Earner in this league for a long time, so long as he stays healthy.
That's exactly right.
Which isn't always easy for a big.
It's not, but.
And he's very athletic, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he's 6'10", every bit of 250.
But he is such a physical specimen, and up to this point, is he hadn't missed any time, mostly. Any significant, has he? I don't recall him being out for...
He said, this is his third year in the league. He played 67 games in year one, 61 in year two, 78 this year.
It's solid enough.
Yeah.
A little bit lower than I thought.
I mean, 78 starts, 78 appearances this year. I mean, he's...
He's solid this year, though.
He's getting there. No question.
Definitely having a great career.
Yeah.
That's the most recent.
But, I mean, yeah, I think when it's all said and done, I mean, Jalen Duren probably has, but it's just hard because you have to adjust it for inflation, you know what I mean? Like if he makes more in his career than Penny Hardaway, which he might, it doesn't necessarily mean that he, you know, the numbers are better, but is the actual spending power, no, I mean, spending
no,
power.
No, but he's also not going to be the sort of, I don't think he's going top-end money because you're not a big that can step out and hit
right
threes. You're more like Hartenstein. Now, you're going to make some big money.
Yeah.
You keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to pay you like OKC played Hartenstein, but it's not that, right, inside, outside.
No, it's not.
Max money.
Definitely not.
Type stuff.
I don't even think he takes threes.
Yeah, I don't think he does.
It looks like he did not attempt a three this year.
Well, there you go.
So.
But his earning power, yes, is there.
Yeah.
So he's going to pass Will Barton for sure.
It's just he's definitely one of the guys that, like, his commitment to Memphis came out of nowhere. Like, you know, it just, like, he was.
Right, and that's why I just completely forgot. Well, you had mentioned him, but for whatever reason, I was leaving him out. He's surpassed Precious.
I certainly don't want you to erase him. You know, I want you to remember him forever.
No, it's like you said. It's just he kind of overlooked. Because of the Wiseman thing, but he ends up being I guess Wiseman flaming out. What'd he go to?
Yeah.
And then so much focus is on Precious.
Yeah.
Guess I just kind of forget.
Well, and Jalen was, remember him, he was like, everybody had him going to Miami for the longest time. Because, like, they were talking about hiring his coach, his AAU coach from team final or whatever it was.
It's him and Imani, right?
Yeah.
That was that year.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. It was the first year of NIL.
Right.
And Memphis popped out with Imani Bates and Jalen Duren. I remember, like, oh, they got Panini deals. They got Bose deals. They got all these deals, you know. And, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if they did or not. But
thanks for allowing me to clean that up.
It was obviously – Jalen was a great guy to watch. Great Tiger, no question about it. You know, I like the braids. I wish we'd go back to the braids. He's in a new phase of his life. He's not doing the braids thing anymore. You know, he's doing the low fade now.
Dude, that dude – I mean, no, he's – I could say this very comfortably. I mean, he's Denzel Washington type handsome. That man, whatever hair he's rocking, bro, I'm telling you right now, that dude's Hollywood handsome.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that about Jalen Duren.
Yeah.
You can't even look at me and have that discussion, but I'm telling you, that's a handsome brother right there.
No, I agree with you.
That dude, Hollywood handsome.
No, I've...
And so I think the low haircut probably suits him, especially with the ladies.
Okay. Well, hey, Jalen, we love you regardless. We should get him on the show. We've never had him. I'd love to have him on the show. He's a guy that, you know, we didn't get to know that well.
Right.
You know, because he was only here for, you know, 9 months and pew.
No, we'll do that. I'll work on that.
And, but yeah, I mean, we could say, hey, we said, like, you could talk about how nice you were to JB Bickerstaff. Like, you said nice things, right?
Dude,
defend him to the hilt.
It's not like one time. I love JB.
That's right.
But he gets you to a level, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. And then it's time to
and
hand it off.
And then they fire him. And you don't lie like we didn't do him wrong, at least with marching him out there.
Yeah.
We did him like Eberflus.
We did, but.
We marched him out there, and you knew you were going to fire him.
Kenny.
In the exit interview.
Didn't do anything different. Same result. Five-game sweep.
Well, they choked.
Five-game series.
They choked.
So,
he made them a better offense, though, in the regular season.
He did.
He clearly took that to another level.
But we don't care about the regular
But
season.
JB, culture, man. Look what he did in Detroit with the Monty Williams roster.
Yep.
I mean, the same roster they'd had, basically.
Yep.
And JB's culture works early.
Yeah.
But then there sort of has to be a modernization. Anyway, love what JB does.
Well, last night was quite the night in the NBA. It was over. It was 14 with about 2:40 left to play. And, you know, look, we're moving on, right? You know, you're going to put the spanakopitas in the microwave and getting ready for the night. Knicks fans are walking out of the building.
Yeah.
And then something weird happens.
Yeah, I don't know that any Knicks fans were walking out, though.
Aaron Nesmith hits a three.
Ooh.
And then he hits another three. And then he hits another three. And another three. And another three. And another three! Six threes!
Yeah, you sound like you want some money off it.
And
Control yourself.
Consecutively, which was the other part about it, which made it even crazier. It's like possession three, possession three, possession three, possession three. It wasn't even like there was like a layup in between. It was insane. And then, of course, we get the moment from Halliburton. That thing is in the air, and you're just, you know, you could tell because the players are still looking at it, right? Because it's hard to get that angle, that vantage point when you're watching on TV to see where the ball's angle is.
Yeah.
But because the players were still watching its flight, you knew that thing had a chance to go back in. And, buddy, it was like serendipity. I mean, it was like you can't even believe it.
There are so many great videos of it on social media, but like overviews of the crowd, and you can hear the emotion in as the shot's going up and then comes back down, and many of them are assuming it's going to miss. And so a cheer goes out. But once it goes through the net, like the air that comes out of the place.
Yep.
And then if you look at the high shot of it, so Mathurin, he comes running off the bench. He thinks the whole group of Pacers are going to run to the locker room. And if you look at him, he's by himself, and then he looks back, and they've all gone to Halliburton, and they're doing they're going around. But what's hilarious is watching Mathurin during the whole thing sort of miscalculate the celebration and go running off in another direction while the rest of the team's going to Reggie Miller over there to double down on Halliburton's choke sign. It's amazing. But what that crowd must have felt,
yep,
in that moment. Because here's the other thing: many of them thought when it went through, okay, the game's over, we just lost. Because many people, like you and I did, like Halliburton did, thought it was a three. But then you've got some Knicks fans that are up two, saying, doing two, two, two. Some that saw his foot, and they're going nuts that it's a two. And so the whole scene, man. And then just to have Reggie Miller, the guy who in 1994 did the choke sign, doing the game. And so he becomes a part of it because Halliburton's going to him,
yep,
on the sideline with the choke sign. He wasn't going to Spike Lee. Yep. Yep. Or some Knicks. He was going to Reggie Miller.
Yep.
That is crazy how the two of them connect, how history connected like that.
What the helly, Burton? What the helly?
Bro, the way Knicks fans throw finger signs behind Reggie Miller the whole game, they can't stand him.
Yep.
He's in there doing the game.
Yep.
And then you have a moment like that where Halliburton's able to do the pay homage, however you pronounce it.
Don't you love that, though, that it's Reggie Miller?
Do I love it? I mean,
people were complaining about it on social media that it, like, he should not be doing the calls.
He's number on TNT. Is he not their number one? I thought for TNT, he's either one or two.
Yeah,
and he's had that for a while. Folks got to stop hating on him, man.
I think
Reggie Miller has paid his dues as an analyst, man.
And even if he's not neutral, who cares? I mean, it's not like this is like a world war. All right, it's Knicks Pacers.
I want him pulling a little bit for
you.
If he didn't, I think you're being a robot.
100%.
What are you talking about?
I like it. I'm all about it.
Dude, it's his enthusiasm for the game. And like we've talked about, one thing Reggie doesn't do that you get it from all the other TNT guys, the OGs, it feels like, is hate on these young players. I appreciate that about, we've discussed, I appreciate that about Reggie. We get enough of that from Charles and from Shaq dogging these young guys. Oh, they ain't like us, are they? Man, Reggie doesn't do it like that, and because it's refreshing. So I'm tired of the Reggie hate. At one point, I used to saw this guy, and
yeah,
you know, meeting him. I did meet him one time.
Okay, I didn't know that.
As the Tigers beat writer.
Oh, you did. What was the context?
He gave me that Jay Williams sort of vibe. That
you had never met him.
What
though,
Jay
at
did,
the least.
What Jay did to you after meeting you, and
that's why
known
it was bad.
You, Reggie did to me without knowing me.
So what was the context?
I think we were out there somehow on the it might have been NCAA tournament when they mixed the two up.
Okay.
I think that's what it was. And he all was right. In the same arena we were. And he's walking in. I try, oh, Reggie. Hello. Kept walking.
You were feeling yourself that day.
I wasn't feeling myself, but the way I'd left myself open, I was out there smoking. I mean, that's probably.
Oh, you were outdoors.
I was outdoors.
And Reggie was, what were you at, like the arena,
you
the
know,
hotel?
Out back, bro, where they sometimes the media entrance will be by this, by the smoke.
And you took a drag and in walked.
And Reggie, he probably is a health nut. And so he had probably already seen me long before I saw him walking up and decided I'm going to try to go start a conversation. Say, I'm not dealing with this bum. Out here smoking a black. He's clearly killing his lungs.
He thought you were like an arena employee or something.
He had probably already, yes, probably already long-sized me up as a bum. And I had to let that go. He's that
you
good.
You left out some crucial details, he's though. You didn't say you were smoking a fat black.
He's that good on TNT. I've had to let go of that interaction.
There's
because he really wasn't being a jerk, was he?
No, I don't think he. I mean, it's like,
nobody wants to conversate with a smoker.
You gonna blow some smoke in his face?
I'm quite sure I put it out, but I'm giving him a defense. I'm quite sure I put it out before.
Okay,
I'm not gonna smoke the black in his face.
Like,
I put it down.
Hey, what's up, Rich?
It's not that funny, fool.
It kind of is, and then he just. Blows.
But I am standing up as I want us to put down the Reggie Miller hate.
I like it. If you could do it.
I'm a guy who could easily still hold a resentment against him.
I love it. Where was it? Well, it was out back by the smoker's patio.
That's right.
Yeah. That's where the media entrance was.
The story started with Reggie big time, just like Jay Williams, but
where was that at?
I was smoking.
But I had not been in a shooting contest at Shoot 360 with Reggie Miller beforehand.
Right. No, yeah.
I had not had him on my show multiple times beforehand.
Go.
That
Absolutely.
Said, it was quite similar to your interaction.
It's when you feel like, you know, you, because again.
I told myself as I walked back in blowing that final smoke out, jerk.
Oh,
he's a jerk.
You felt the way about it.
Yeah, he's a jerk.
They said on Twitter.
That's why Mike scratched your face up, fool.
Reggie smelled you before he saw you, bro. That's why
every time we played y'all, we put you down.
That black smoke, he was looking around.
But I'm a new man.
That's right.
You know. And I look at life differently.
No, I mean,
previous interactions I've had to look back.
I like
to look in that mirror a lot.
Honestly.
And Reggie, I've had to let it go. I really admire you.
That's why.
The dues that you have paid.
Like, it's very rare that when I saw Giannis at the Chicago airport, right? Obviously, my instinct was like, oh my God, he's not with anybody. Like, I want to go up to him just like, but you don't, because it's like these people don't want to talk to
it's
you.
It's happening they don't everywhere they go.
They don't want to talk. They just don't. You know, I mean, and maybe one out of 100 times you may get a sincere, heartfelt, you know, interaction that you're looking like. You wanted Reggie to stop and say, "Man, I read you at the car."
No, dude, I'm local, fool. So I'm no, and I'm not gonna start with that.
No, but you hoped for like a more earnest,
just like I'm sure anybody that walked up to him that ever saw him play or do the choke or played against Michael Jordan probably does.
Exactly, you're right.
And in my case, I'm a little beat writer, so I think. Oh, there's a better chance he'll stop for me.
That's right.
We'll talk some real basketball.
That's right. That's right.
Me and Ridge.
That's it.
No, bro.
It didn't happen. But, you know, it very rarely works out that
Nick
way.
Knicks fans will never stop throwing it. That's kind of what we never stop throwing a finger sign at him. But I enjoyed the moment.
You understood their feelings.
And it became a part of the game in terms of Halliburton going to him. Thank goodness for Halliburton and crew that they were able to win the game in overtime. Otherwise, you know, we're certainly. It doesn't play off the way it did.
No, not at all.
It doesn't go down in history the way it had. At least game one does now. And like you said, the series has flipped. Indiana's the favorite.
Well, thank you for telling that story. I'd like to say it makes me feel better about my situation with Jay, but it doesn't. But I, like you, you kind of said, well, it's because I was smoking the black and he's a health nut, you know, and I've kind of made peace with it. Like, you know, he's got a couple of screws loose after the motorcycle accident. You know what I'm saying? So I've made my own rationalization of it.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not that's true, I don't know. But we all tell ourselves things. We all tell ourselves things, you know, when things don't break our way.
Well, hopefully the Knicks are probably telling themselves we're good.
I think that's, I mean, honestly.
That's probably what they're telling themselves.
Yeah, that's what they should tell themselves. They would say it took a literal record 3-point performance from Aaron Nesmith to put us down.
And also took some big mistakes by them.
And it did. And they could just say we won't make those mistakes again.
I think even Josh Hart said they were planning not to lose. And they recognized that.
Yes.
You know, you start playing not to lose, there's a huge difference. I know it's cliche, but playing to win,
100%.
You get tight. That's what Chris Crawford talked about. You know where it hits you.
That's right.
It did last night, clearly, with those Knicks. When Brunson, Mr. Clutch, is not dribbling it out and instead passing the ball.
Yep.
Okay, he's discombobulated. Again, some of that said, well, I'm playing with five fouls now and everything's aligned, but they had him out of. You know, they had him out of his usually sharp mind, basketball mind last night. And again, that Indy doesn't come back. Missed free throws in there too. Indy doesn't come back if the Knicks don't have that door wide open. So it was just as much a part. Them blowing it. They can tell themselves they're good. Lose game two.
Oh yeah, then we got problems.
There's no way you can tell yourself that.
Yeah, but Pacers take game one in dramatic fashion. One of the best NBA games that I can recall in recent memory, in terms of percentages, probably the best finish ever.
because of just how dead that game looked, especially considering the playoffs. Pacers up 1-0.
Before we get to tonight's game, we'll talk about the news that was yesterday that does relate to tonight's game, and that's the fact that when SGA takes the court, he will be the newly crowned MVP after leading OKC to a league-high 68 wins, included just six home losses where they are so – just six home losses this season where they've been so tough this year and were at least in game one against Minnesota in this series. We touched on it with Drew Hill. There's not a ton more you can say. And we even discussed Shea in a bit there in a segment yesterday, whether or not we enjoy his style play. I don't think you have to necessarily, enjoy it, but I do think you have to have a healthy level of respect for it and sort of want it for Ja Morant in a way that, whether it's getting the calls and one of our listeners made a point. I think Ja Morant's probably putting himself in position too, whether it's how he deals with the calls immediately or his career. Right, we mentioned part of it's availability. You got to be SGA. You got to be out there every night. That's part of how you get that whistle. But it does feel like too, like Josh lost some of that. Maybe he was there at least further along in that quest to get calls earlier in his career. And whether it's the refs just not liking him or whatever else, doesn't seem like it's the same. That said, that part of SGA's game, being able to work the officials. Even on nights where he's inconsistent with his shot, which is regularly, especially when they're playing half court. It's a way for him to get himself out of it, and so I want that of my players, of my team in the league. And frankly, instead of hating on him, I think we should be emulating or trying to some of what he does. Drew made a good point. He is a better defensive player than I give him credit for. That is certainly something he's has an advantage over Ja in terms of with the size, right?
Yeah.
6'6".
Yeah, he does.
Defensively, he should be a good defender and a plus defender, and so he's become that. He deserved this. We've long said at 32.7 points per game, he deserved this MVP. Beats out Jokic, obviously, for it. Continues a string, like we said, of non-American-born MVPs. We can hate on that or talk about who's supposed to be next, but you also got to respect it. And a lot of that was, we saw it this past summer in the Olympics, the push that Team USA got after we sent over our big dogs and what we got right there from France. The world has caught up, and that's part of why you have these foreign-born MVPs that are right now running things in this league, and Shea Gilgeous-Alexander ain't going anywhere.
Right.
You could see multiple-time here winner because OKC, for the way they're currently constructed, this doesn't have to stop anytime soon. They can outpace the league here for years to come. Remember, they're one of the youngest teams in the league, so his dominance.
Yeah.
Could be here and here for a while in terms of winning these MVPs. Hopefully a guy like Ant Edwards.
Yeah.
Like we talked about. Donovan Mitchell, I agree with Drew and you on the fringe. Where he is in his career, Cleveland, looked a little fraudulent.
Yeah.
Not sure he can get there. But Ant, Jason Tatum, maybe once he's back from Achilles, can be that next one. But all due respect to Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, who it's easy to hate on. Here from Memphis, but I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, he played obviously his high school basketball in Chattanooga.
Yeah,
so not too far.
Now was Nikhil with him there? Because he said Nikhil was with him every step of the way his whole career. They're cousins.
Yeah,
Nikhil Alexander Walker.
I didn't know about the.
They did that game one. They talked to all of it.
Yeah, he was there.
So I thought they were together for most of their careers. They've ended up in the NBA together.
Yep.
And they're basically brothers. But they were cousins, but they were raised essentially as brothers, and so I didn't realize that was close.
Hamilton Heights Christian Academy
in
Chattanooga.
How about that?
And did you also know that Shea Gilgeous-Alexander committed to Florida?
No,
he committed to Florida under Mike White, shortly decommitted, and then picked Kentucky.
Man, Mike White was really on his way for a minute.
Yeah.
Or it felt like it.
Yeah, and now he's at Georgia, but he had Chioza down there.
What I mean. Early at Florida, when he got that job.
But
we thought more of Mike White there than we did of Todd Golden when he got it. We thought most in terms definitely. Of what would happen with it.
Most definitely.
Okay.
And it didn't materialize. Yeah. It's just interesting. Shea's improvement has been so fast.
Because he's a machine.
I mean, he was in the league for 5 years. Before he made an all-star team, which is a testament to, him continuing to improve year after year. He obviously started his career with the Clippers and got traded. Was that part of the Paul George deal? I think it was,
I think so.
And then, every year he's just gotten better and better in Oklahoma City. You know, and so he, the team's improving. He's improving along with it. I mean, it is quite remarkable.
Yeah, when you're averaging three straight years 30 points while shooting better than 50%.
Yep,
that's crazy.
Yep,
Giannis does that. He's a big though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I mean even last year. I mean, he shot 50% from the field in the playoffs last year. Averaged 30 a game in the playoffs last year. So, you know, he's here. He's arrived now. And I know you didn't necessarily like the speech, but I liked the speech. I thought it was a good speech.
Kenrich Williams,
yep.
his teammate, said that SGA's biggest value is his confidence. His confidence that he has in himself and the confidence that he instills in every one of his teammates, including the coaches. But that's what you see with him, and that's why they all surround him, is he can lead the culture there. Because he's so mature, because it's all about getting better, both individually and as a team,
yep.
you can trust him
yep.
to lead it. Not to mention, he's out there every freaking night.
Every night.
And so when Williams says it, it really resonates with me because Ja has that quality.
Yep.
We've seen it. They gravitate toward him and around him in the same way. He does the interview, whatever. They want to be around him. Hey, you're doing an interview. I'm around you. But we got to get the rest of it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's there to get, dude.
Yep.
It's there for Ja to get. He does the same thing. When you're playing with Ja Morant, you feel like you can do anything.
Absolutely.
I mean, anytime Santi's out there with him, he's a better player. And it goes down the list for those guys. Edie was better in the end, more playing more confidently, because Isolo's got him back out there. He's setting screens for Ja. He's getting involved. He's getting the ball. I mean, he does that for his teammates, but he's got to do it consistently.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know with the way he plays if he can get there.
Yeah.
Just I'm talking about, you know, physically approaches the game.
Yeah.
We can't be dunking on everybody every night.
No, I mean, you know.
Not if we're going to get to that.
Halliburton's not doing it. SGA's not doing it. Mitchell's not doing it. Brunson's not doing it. Ant-Man had the one. You know, he tried. But I'm pretty sure he ended up getting hurt and leaving the game there with an ankle injury. Kay Cunningham don't do it. Like, all those guys do not. They are not aerial players. I mean, they use their SGA uses his strength. Donovan Mitchell uses his strength. You know, Brunson uses his strength. Kay Cunningham using his strength.
Well, Ant does, but he's more built for it, man. That man is a football player in terms of body.
I mean,
he's the one guy that's flying over everybody and comes down ankles. He's turning them and everything, but he is a freaking brick, man.
Yep.
He's not. You know, lighting the, you know what, like Ja is.
I mean, that is the problem, right? Like, Ja has to go over guys because he can't go through them because his frame.
He can be slinkier. I mean, he's got the left hand, right hand, but that's what he's got to be in terms of staying on the floor and doing more of that.
Yeah.
And certainly not trying to dunk on Lou Dort. Now, again, Pip put him in a tough position, but in the playoffs, they're not going to give you that, and there's a better chance you're going to get hurt. You are going to get hurt.
Absolutely.
So we have to change a little bit. We were talking about that going into last season. He was talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be, you know, up the higher up the priority list in terms of following through on it.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Yeah.
We're not going to get there if the man only playing 50 games a year.
I agree.
But what Kenrich Williams said of SGA is so true of Ja too. He makes everybody around him better. He gives them confidence. Just his presence.
Yeah, totally agree. And then tonight, we'll sort of make this
absolutely.
Own thing. The MVP will be in his first game action against the Minnesota Timberwolves in game 2. They're trying to respond and even this thing up. And you know what? The whole world doesn't believe they can do it. I don't know that I believe they can do it. But Anthony Edwards said that they're going to try to figure out that AAU defense. That's what he called it.
No, he's slick disrespecting with that one. But
he did.
He's right about trying to get the ball out of his hands, the run and jump style defense.
Yeah. It seems like it's going to be easier said than done. It really does. And I just don't really have confidence given the fact that like Rudy Gobert is getting played off the floor. He's in foul trouble. Like, I don't know. Anthony Edwards is going to have to be a lot better than he was in game 1 for them to even have a chance. Forget winning the series. For them to even have a chance to stay within the number, it feels like he's going to have 30. And he was not close to that. Only had 18.
I don't know how he does it if he can't get to the basket. We mentioned in the last game, the average shot distance, 25.8 feet, was the longest in a game in his career. He only had one shot at the bucket. Anthony Edwards can't beat you like that, just taking threes. And so, but how do you do it when OKC is literally walling you off? That's mm-hmm. their plan, and they have the personnel to do it. And you can't get them because of all the bodies they can throw at you. You can't get them in foul trouble that's enough to beat them. So they have to completely change their game in terms of making it. Frankly, what the Knicks are probably going to have to do against the Pacers, man, you're trying to make this thing a half-court game. I think it's the only way Anthony Edwards is going to be able to be effective. You're not going to be able to do a jumping over OKC. It's not happening. You can't get to the basket on him. So it's going to have to be a completely different game plan. And I don't know that even adjustments are going to work. That's how good OKC is on both sides.
No, I agree with you completely. Yeah, I mean, we'll get Brad's thoughts, obviously, on this game.
Oh, shoot. We might have influenced them, huh?
Yeah,
I didn't mean to come down so heavy on one side.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, I think
might
right
be
now,
good news for Minnesota.
Look, he's questioned himself. I mean, there's no doubt about that. After yesterday, I think that's the kind of loss.
I'd be questioning the Knicks, not myself. Yeah, but I hear you.
Everything you think you know has been completely flipped upside down.
It was last night. I thought that game was over.
Because Brad had his people, they don't realize it. He had the cigar lit. He was enjoying another win.
I couldn't smell it over in Germany.
Another victory.
Not in Cordova. I couldn't smell the cigar smoke.
But Aaron Nesmith had other plans for Brad.
I did not see that happening.
The Knicks didn't see it happening even on the sixth one.
Is it true that you had fired up the cigar?
I did not fire up the cigar because, as you both know, I run very well through tape when it comes to the races. Michelle Smallman pointed this out. It's much like being a St. Louis fan. Until the Blues hockey team got that final puck and that final score in the championship, it's not over till it's over. You know, you lose, you lose, you lose, you lose teams. The teams are ripped out of your hands. Memphis fans, look at this. You know, like, look at the Tigers. It's not over till it's over, folks.
It's not over till it's over. There's no doubt about that. That's why they play the game.
Yes.
That's why they keep the time.
All those trite things we say in sports, but man, last night, like, that was an all timer. Like, that's literally never happened. What was that record like?
Yeah, it was like
1-11.
Stupid.
Yeah,
it was
statistic.
In the thousands.
Yeah, and then the ball. You guys were probably like me though. My wife was sleeping, so it's probably what 10:30, 10:15 when that thing closes.
Yeah,
and not even the overtime. I'm talking about the ball in the air. And Jake is fixing to go to sleep because he's got finals this week, and I am a grown ass man, and I didn't have money on the game. I stood up and yelled. I'm like, oh, you know, like, 'cause that ball is 20
Bro,
feet in the air.
Yes.
That was asinine.
Yeah, it was an airspace.
It was like time paused, and I had no skin in the game outside of I really wanted to win my bet, but I'm glad I lost for the listeners who were fanning
right.
me.
Right.
But no. It's in the air, and I'm like, oh, my God. And I said it out loud. I'm an adult man doing this in Memphis, Tennessee.
There's nothing wrong with any of those things. There's nothing wrong with being an adult man, and there's nothing wrong with being an adult man in Tennessee, right? I mean, mm-hmm. You don't need to say those things as if it's a derogatory,
fair.
Right? There's a lot of pride that should come with that. I'm an adult
one.
Man in Tennessee, and you're
number one,
number
one,
number one
in the country.
That's exactly right. That's
my
what Jim
goodness.
And I tells us. But, yeah,
goodness.
No, what goes for me is, like, my office – where I watch the games is literally right next to Dominic's room. So I can't do anything. I can't really. It has to be like a Helen Keller celebration. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I remember when CJ unfortunately stomped in the second floor and what happened in there.
Well, you know, yeah, there's.
You need peace at all times.
There's no stomping going on.
Right.
You know?
No loud noises.
But no, it was a good time. And it was.
And
it was
he again apologized.
He did.
For that,
he did.
That
he did.
No, I get it. He said, make sure John. He said it recently. Make sure. Is John O still okay? Did I?
Yeah.
Did I offend him,
no,
Uncle
no,
John?
No, no. It's just I'm not used to.
You might want to talk to him later and tell
him.
Yeah,
I will.
I think you scared him that day.
I certainly have. I forgotten? No, but have I forgotten? Have I forgiven? Yes, there's
praise
no doubt about that.
God.
So you and I don't get in your pocketbooks here, John. But like I'm sure you had a raging excitement there in the Martin household.
I mean, it wasn't raging. I mean, it wasn't like a life changing amount. It was. You know, it was one bet.
Was there noise?
This is work, Brad.
Was there,
this is him going to work.
This is just what he does.
Rolling up the sleeves.
Yeah,
you
I mean, it's
celebrate. Like, it's like Barry Sanders going in for ends. You give it to the referee,
exactly right.
Man.
I mean,
here's
the ball.
You do it with
right.
class. You win with
I mean,
class.
Obviously, I still do get excited to win, and I still do, you know, not enjoy losing. But, like, if you're going to do it at the rate that I've been doing it the last 5 years, you're not going to react.
It's just one of many.
It's exactly. Because I know it's May. I'm going to have a... You know,
you're
5,
like numb. You are out here in Pahrump, Nevada, making bets on the sidelines.
I mean, eventually there is a numbness to it.
I still like to watch the games. Like, I'm not so numb to where I can, like, put it in. I don't have to watch. Like, I still want to sweat the games because it is entertaining for me.
Yeah.
But it's not a situation where I'm, like, living and dying with, oh, my God, oh! You know, it's not like that, you know?
I was excited for that game last night. Like, I get excited for these playoff games.
Well, you should because you're an adult man in Memphis,
I'm an adult male, yeah.
You know, I think that's what you know, GP used to say, what did we learn today? We learned today that Brad Carson is an adult man in Tennessee. I mean, that's
grown-ass man getting excited about a damn Eastern Conference playoff game.
That's a big thing. Well, we love hoops here.
Yeah,
we do.
It's and honestly, like, you know, I worry a little bit for the NBA because I saw that the game one of Timberwolves OKC was the lowest rating. It was the lowest rated non-COVID impacted Western Conference game one since the Grizzlies Spurs Western Conference Finals in 2013.
That is crazy.
Nobody wants to watch that. Oklahoma City.
It's the dominance? Is that what it is?
I just think nobody...
it's not exciting?
I think people don't like SGA style. Like, there's this perception of, like, he just is a... Yeah, that's... Yeah. And people don't get behind that. You know, even though Michael Jordan got to the free throw line quite a bit, as you know, he was known and perceived as this high flyer acrobat, was going to do the, you know, tongue out and dunks and, you know... Again, I don't know how true that was game to game.
Unpopular Memphis take here. I enjoy watching Haliburton play because he plays with this weird sort of floaty kind of, like that last shot, like it is so, it's just a chucking thing. It is so bizarre, but it works, man. Like that guy is a hell of a player.
Fun style of play. Great style.
It's easy. It's easy.
For him, it is. He's making plays, man. No question. So OKC and Minnesota tonight, we'll have that game right here. On 92.9 FM ESPN. We'll come back. We got Fade Brad and then Andy Schiffman at 125. We'll talk NBA and Grizz moves. He's the agent of Zach Edey, of Brandon Clark, of Indiana Pacers guard TJ McConnell. Used to be here on staff with Josh Pastner. Was as GA or something along those lines?
Video.
Video, okay.
A video man and statistical strategist.
Okay.
But he has gone and taken off in the world
of
basketball.
That's a hell of a story. Going from that to... you know, being a big time agent. So we'll talk to Andy at 125. Stick around, Jason and John on Channel FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is here for you. LiveLoveMemphis.place is where you can check it out. Their listings are on the website. If you're looking for a home, if you're selling your home, you are going to want to get with the team at Live Love Memphis. They are the best. They get results. That's one of the biggest things, is that when it comes to maximizing your profit, they know how to do it. Got to reach out. Sold at LiveLoveMemphis.com.
901-625-5200. It's as quick as that. You need to put it in your phone, that number, lock it in. 901-625-5200. Because whether you're ready to sell your home now or later, or whether you're in a renting situation, you're hoping at some point to buy a home, you want to call Jennifer Carstens and her wonderful team like I did back in 2018. It was a life-changing decision. No exaggeration. She's put us in a much better place. She'll do that for you if it's good for you. Only if it's good for you. Not going to put you, leave you high and dry with a mortgage you can't afford because she's looking to make a dollar. No. She wants to build a great business. She has done that, but she's done it by doing people right. Goes a long way in this business. 901-625-5200. So Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
We talked to Drew Hill a little bit earlier today, and in the Grizzlies, in terms of where they are right now in their offseason and in their summer, they are waiting on the announcement tomorrow on the All-NBA selections. Those come on Friday. Just as a refresher, if Jaren does make the third team, the Grizzlies will have more money.
Yes, more flexibility in the immediate.
Yes. If he does not, they will have less.
Correct.
And Drew Hill writes at the Daily Memphian that all indications are that it's going to be extremely close as to whether or not Jaren does, in fact, make that All-NBA team. So, you know, I think there are some things, you know, with the way that Indiana is enjoying some success here. They didn't really reinvent the wheel. All they did was they didn't even draft well. I mean, they did all of it through trades, which, you know, in a perfect world kind of should give you some hope. Like, oh, man, all we got to do is make some shrewd trades and get some good, you know. I mean, they signed T.J. McConnell in 2019, 2 years, $7 million. I mean, a nothing burger. And then they ended up, you know, bringing him in, and he wound up being great. And they
got a couple of those guys on good contracts that could help you potentially down the road. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, so
Vince maybe not as a starter, maybe, or maybe it is. But point being, he's on one of those good ones.
Yeah,
like it's the part that you said though. Zach hasn't the trades haven't been his forte. That's the part Indiana has done that you have not.
Exactly.
Marcus Smart fail.
Maybe it can't happen. I mean, the Justice Winslow was a swing and a miss. I feel like there was one more.
Marcus, though, costly because you thought
one to get him, one to send him out.
This is exactly what you need, and you use draft assets, good ones to.
Yes.
You needed them just to send him out. Yeah.
Yeah. So that one, I mean, that's very much to be determined. You know, whether or not the Grizzlies could ever do that, whether or not they could ever, you know, and even like the draft night trades, right? And was that the Kennedy Chandler year. I don't remember what year that was, but you know, you ended up trading up, trading back, like, and you end up getting nothing out of it. Laravia's gone, Chandler's gone, Roddy's gone.
Roddy is gone.
So, I mean, you missed on all those guys. That hurt. I know. You know, a lot of people
made up some with Jalen and Vince.
That's true.
You think?
That's
true. Jalen certainly your first team all rookie.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. I mean,
he's got to get the trade part right. All comes back to that part.
Yes,
he's not gotten that part right.
You got to be able to win a deal.
In fact, it's been a weakness.
You got to be able to win a deal, man.
Probably his weakness area.
Exactly.
You know, the one that one of few that he has.
Yep. It's got to happen, and it hasn't happened yet. I mean, I guess Steven Adams. You got him. You send out Valanciunas, right?
Right.
And then
you got that, you
that
know,
10th pick.
You gave up the pick.
Yeah.
Because we didn't like the pick. You remember who the pick was.
Yeah, Zaire Williams. No, although again, you know, I don't know who they could have got there. Looking back,
well, you like who New Orleans ended up getting Trey Murphy down low, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
So that blew it.
Yes, that is true.
You got
Trey Murphy was 17th.
The best thing you got out of that deal was
Sengun was 16th.
Was Steven Adams.
Yeah,
because it worked.
Right.
That is really still how you're built because Zach Edey's here to be him.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, there's not really a ton of guys. Like, Cam Thomas went 27th. Okay, like, that would have been a good one, probably.
Oh, you give me Trey Murphy all day long, though.
But, yeah, Trey Murphy went 7th. That was literally your pick.
Trey Murphy at 10 would have been fine because of what he's done. Now, end of season, I had checked that on him, but his percentage from three and then what he is defensively with his length and stuff, he's better.
But Herb Jones went 35th. He went second round.
There you go.
That's the guy everybody wants now. I was like, you could have had him. You could have drafted him 10. You could have drafted him at 30. You drafted Santi Aldama, but... you could have had them two different times.
Again, I don't knock Zach as much on his drafts.
Yeah.
They've been good. It's what you've done in the trade market.
Exactly. So, but you know, again, a guy like Obi Toppin, who last night was huge for the Pacers in that win, was a guy that you acquired with just two second round picks. I mean, it's possible. It can be done. Obi's not the reason why they're winning these series, but it's like. You do that once, twice, three different times. You make deals like that, which they have done. They go out and they get Tyrese Halliburton. You know, now again, that required the Kings being stupid, but it's stupid, desperate organizations out here, man. You know, they're out here. It was Sabonis, Justin Holiday, Jeremy Lamb, and a 2023 second round pick for Halliburton, Buddy Hield, and Tristan Thompson. That was the deal.
At that time, they think they're sticking with De'Aaron Fox. And now they're not even doing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they had both.
They had both. And now they have none. They still have Sabonis, though. They do still have Sabonis. And what has that gotten you? Nothing. It's gotten you nothing. Not even a playoff series win. Not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.